Budget.
Okay. We should have a package like this.
presentation outline. It is the ENE allocation 2015-16, and then the funding.
Well, yeah, I just said on the base, would you like to speak?
Oh, okay.
Because if you mumble like that,
so it is the ENE allocation first, the program structure, and then from there I'm going to be showing the additional funding proposals that, you know, that we requested, and then the allocations that we received from National Treasury. Then it is the allocations to public entities over the NTA. These allocations are in according to the new program structure that has been approved, which is having seven branches. The allocation right at the bottom, we can see if we're looking at 2012-13, we're at 5175.3 billion, and then we're increasing 13-14, 5.4 billion, 14-15, 5.577 billion, and in the outer year, 15-16, we're now sitting at 6.1 billion. Next slide. Basically, because of the new program structure, is integrated environmental support function. So that is causing the increase of about 52 million. That was the new reorganized structure. Also included in program one, right, for the government contribution for the new departmental building, for building now. Also, we've got a unitary payment allocation of about 60 million per annum. Program one.
So
unitary payment is what we'll be paying for the building, 60 million per annum over 25 years. And then we also have incorporated the support functions of about 42 million, which is the natural resource management functions in Cape Town, just to be included, you know, like under one support function of 42 million. So that's why we see, you know, like an increase in administrative functions. And we also have an increase of about 12 million office accommodation for our rates and taxes and all the other increases from the municipality. And then we also have strategic infrastructure support, 18 million over the MTF, and then integrated permitting system. So that's why the administration line is actually increasing because of all those new additional functions under administration.
So this is from last year to this year?
Yes.
So that's an increase from 380 to
777. Then it proceeds just like that. Those are the additional functions which are there.
Okay.
And then in legal authorizations, we've got the strategic infrastructure projects of about 7 million, integrated environmental authorizations, 40 million, because that branch was also reorganized. And then we've got the enforcement and compliance of about 40 million, again, over the MTF. In oceans and coast, there wasn't much reorganization. So the only amount that is making an increase there, and which is also, you know, like about 30 million over the MTA, is the ALGOA that we took over from the Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We also had money for laboratory equipment and also the occupational health. So there's 10, 10, 10. And then we also have the additional allocation for the manning and operation of the SAR Ghana, 231 million. And then we've got a very big allocation towards the end of 14-15 for oceans and coastal risk management. We didn't have that before. Climate change, there isn't much of an increase. It's just, you know, like the normal increase over the MTF. In biodiversity, the only increase that happened there was the allocation for the rhino ranges, 25 million over the MTF, 25. And then also environmental programs, I've got, you know, like a slide that is coming that is going to show how we've allocated it, because most of the budget is there, including the transfer to public entities. Chemicals and waste is also a new...
Biodiversity conservation, we earned about 25 million.
For Santa. The coming slides will show where we got money and where we didn't get money.
No, but I'm just saying, under biodiversity, we only got 25 million.
And then for chemicals and waste, that is also a new branch, which is just, you know, like funding is there isn't much interest in where we needed more money. The biggest budget, as I said, is in the environmental sector programs. If we look at the bottom line, there is 3 billion, 3.3 billion, 3.5 billion, then ultimately about 4 billion. Those are our expanded public works. And if we look at 2012, remember for our expanded public works, we just got an additional of 375 million. We didn't get any money in the outer years. That's why we see zero there. And then in our expanded public works programs, we also fund the infrastructure for the entities as well. You can see there is Isimanga Liso, 96 million 2013-14, 101 14-15, 115, that is for their infrastructure. Fund is 15 in the current year, 65, and then 66 and 77 for infrastructure, and then Sun Park 63, 306, 375, and 478, and then South African Weather Services 20 and 50. Then we've got
the
infrastructure fund.
Only infrastructure.
Only infrastructure.
And it's going up from 122 million to 480.
Yes. And then we've got our natural resource management, the working force. So working on fire, you can see there.
Add these figures to the top one.
Yes, the real picture is right at the bottom. So it says total. Working on fire, we didn't get a lot of money this year from working on fire. 421, 542, and 551 for water. Also, if you look at it, it's 1091, so it's not a lot. And then 1433 and 1.4 billion. And then included then also in the expanded public works.
To make this thing simple,
yes.
You must read it, there's 480 for infrastructure,
yes.
2.8 for all the professional stuff,
yes.
And 500,000 for the green.
For the green. Actually, for the green fund, it's 800 million. 500 in 800 million. 500 in
this year.
Yes. is 513.14, and then 316.16. And I'm saying included in the environmental programs again is, you know, that allocation for waste projects, it is included in that first one in the expanded public works program. So in that big, you know, like in that 300 in 755-8799 for the top one, we've also included waste effect there. This one is just, you know, like the allocation per economic classification. The main lines is compensation of employees, goods and services, and then all the transfer payments that we do to our, again, our public entities, as well as the working for function.
Under that,
the staff
are they bonuses?
Yes. Not a lot. 1.5%. According to BPS,
5%
of the compensation allocation.
1.5% of compensation
bonus. Yes.
How did you divide it up?
We don't know yet. We haven't given bonuses. We are going to be giving them around June, July.
I hope that before you give those bonuses, you come and report them. I want to see you give bonuses. So before. I want to emphasize this. I want everyone to hear clearly. Before bonuses are allocated per category, I want to know, this committee wants to know, we want to see who's getting those bonuses. I want to see if this, the Rhino Killers are getting bonuses. People are letting our runners die. I want to see if they're getting voted. Okay? At the point, committee happy they're going to report to us before bonuses in June.
Reported last year already for the last time who was going to get the bonuses, so we'll keep on that trend.
Okay?
Chair, if we look at our goods and services, on top it says 833 million this year, 969, 1.2 billion, and 1.3 billion in the outturning. What I want to highlight today is that most of the money there consists of office accommodation, the unitary payment again for our new building, and if you look at the bottom, I say natural resource management projects, I've got double stars there, which shows that we've got contractors there which are removing the alien invasive species. And that is taking the bulk of the money. The other money that is remaining is for the manning and the operation of this vessel. So the department is in that line that says other operational costs, just, you know, like just before the National Resource Management Project with double stars. So in the department, we've got only this year 381 million. For our use of goods and services, 527, 512, and then in the outer year, 534. So if you look at our goods and services, like on top, it does look like we've got more money. But it is for those, you know, like alien invasive species, as well as the unitary payment, as well as the polar vessel operation and the alcohol. As I said, most of the money is going now to the second line, which is transfer payments, the ones that have just, you know, like exchange. You can see current year 3.2 billion, 13-14 is 3.6 billion, 14-15 is 3.5 billion, and the outer year 3.9 billion. And those then are the departmental agencies accounts. But I do have, you know, like a slide which is showing, you know, like how, you know, those figures are split. And included in the
$50 million more.
That is the infrastructure that you're talking about. They didn't have a lot of allocation for the MTA. And then the bottom line, then the payment for the capital assets. And if we look at it, you can see that the biggest payment that was we paid this year was that VAT, and ultimately we've got zero sales. And then the other machinery is just for the laboratories. And the big amount is against for accommodation and government contribution. So we also don't have a lot of money on capital assets. And I'm just saying that the average increase on compensation of employees is the increase is such as we'll take from treasury, we only budgeted for only 6% increase. And I've explained that in our goods and services.
Just try and explain to me, the sector program you did on the first slide, is that included in this ENP analysis?
The sector program, yes.
You see, because here you're saying that Sandbox is getting 200,000 more. But if you look at the top one, there's some infrastructure they're getting.
Going to get to that, but we also had cuts because we had got additional money and we had a 1% cut across the board. So that is what is influencing.
So they may have got, say, 42, 42, 42, 43. They may have got 243 more for infrastructure, but you're saying they cut elsewhere.
But I do have detailed allocations to the.
Look, this I'm trying to work out how to read this because I look up top, I see Sandbox get X. I look down here, they get less. I'm trying to work out why that is. You could say the reason is that, you know, 1% cut.
And then
you
go to the next one.
1% cut across the board.
In addition to that, in addition to those allocations, then initially, then this is how the baseline were reduced. For contracted national treasury, part of those amounts for travelling and subsistence, 36, 38, and 45 million, and for environmental projects, 6, 59, and 150 million. That was 1%, 2%, and 3%. These are the funds that we requested from National Treasury, according to the theme infrastructure, science, data, and then job creation. In total, we requested 1.363 billion, 1.8 billion, and about 2.1 billion in the outer year. Then we allocated 307 million, 401 million, and 789 million. And then I'm going to be explaining where this allocation went to. For our authorization processes, we requested 25 million and then, let me say 75 million over the MTF, and we allocated 75 million over the MTF for the authorization processes. For integrated permitting systems, we requested 3.5 were allocated 12 million, 7 million, and 4 million. So for those two things in total, we allocated almost exactly the amount that we requested, 37 million, 32 million, and 29 million. 62 million, according to how we are projecting we'll be paying for the building. But we didn't receive any additional allocation there, so we're still sitting with the 60 million per annum to pay for the building. But we're rolling over 60 million from the current year to be able to fund our infrastructure, because if we don't find it, we don't fund it this year, we won't be able to operationalize the building next year around June. For Sandy, those are the requests. We requested 59 million in the outer year, and Sandy got allocated 40 million, 50 million, and 60 million for their vehicle replacement, their infrastructure, as well as their new administration, new building in Kirstenbosch, and then also the community outreach program. So Sandy got a lot of money there. South African National Parks, for the indigenous forest and garden group, requested only 60 million 17 and 18. They got 90, 105, and 109. So included in there is also the infrastructure development program. And then Isimanga Leso, for their infrastructure, we requested 44, 30, and 30. They got allocated 20, 20, and 30 million over the outer year. And then this is mainly biodiversity. Where we're requesting funds for the expansion of the conservation estate. But we didn't get any allocation there. We'll be resubmitting this into the new MTF cycle or into the budget adjustment. There mainly it was setting targets for the expansion of the protected areas.
That's setting of targets for protected area expansion. What is setting of targets? I understand purchasing, but I don't understand setting of targets. What does that mean? I can't understand what they didn't give the money for. What is setting of targets for protected area expansion?
That's if you say expansion basically of the protected areas, because we are below target.
Meeting of target.
Meeting of target. Okay.
Meeting.
So we've got, you know, like a big population there with which we are expecting to discuss with National Treasure in the next MCS cycle.
You've got land you want to buy. Available. You just don't have money.
We just don't have money. For South Africa.
So what do they say about the 17% target we have to meet in the national? But isn't that in our motivation? They still don't give us money.
expenses. According to the thing, we requested money for our high performance computer systems, atmospheric watch infrastructure, mainly also for maintenance, you know, like for dilapidating infrastructure. We requested 36 million, 24 million, and 48. What we got allocated was the 20 million and the 30 million. And they didn't give us any money for the outcome.
Yes.
For weight services, we requested a lot of money. I think we've been requesting this money now over 3 years to be able to assist the municipalities or to be able to influence the rolling out of the value chain in waste management services. We requested 50, 75, and 150. We only got allocated nothing. We've also, you know, like resubmitted our, you know, like our request on the 15th of February this year to be incorporated into, you know, the FFC document. For oceans and coasts. Coastal hazards, and then for the new Siyagala 2, the use of helicopters as well as the forecasting system for the ocean, including upgrading of our laboratories. Yes, the allocated was
75, 159, and 150. Yeah, I making sure they're spending the money around. No, those vessels are counting money as they send and as they also go on voyage. So remember that we have not, this is a new vessel that we did not have the budget line for. So this is the first time on the budget allocation that we're getting a maintenance and the running cost, a running budget for it. So definitely to be spent, put to good use in that regard.
That first one there,
again, the next one is also biodiversity. We didn't get any money there. That is our, you know, developing our integrated permitting system for land. And we are saying we are still going to resubmit that because we also don't know why we didn't get money there. But when I discussed with the GDG, said perhaps it was because the emphasis was more on allocation of the budget to center. But we've also, you know, like, prepared to resubmit that for the MTA cycle. Mainly it is for the effective management of biodiversity and conservation, species and ecosystems management, and then provision and detection of, you know, like, and responses to illegal wildlife trade. So we were suspecting, as I said, perhaps because money was given to send back, Treasury didn't have sufficient funds to give to us, but we're going to resubmit that. Under climate change, we also requested money for our national climate change response policy, long-term climate change projection, you know, like a system, assisting in the sector development plans for climate change. While we are looking at leveraging donor funding, we think we need money, you know, like for this new program. We requested 61, 50, and 52, and we didn't get any allocation. And we've also submitted more motivation again on the 15th of February to National Treasury for incorporation.
The Green Fund is to fund projects that would demonstrate the country's trajectory towards the low carbon economy. So it would not necessarily deal with the planning and the policy of.
For 300 million. Over the end. process.
The allocation was done over 2 years.
We're just requesting the 2 outer years.
You have 300 million for 2012-13. You have 500 million for 2013-14 already allocated.
Yes,
now, this is about what we submitted for additional funding. So we're not requesting additional funds for 2013-14. We're only saying that we needed to then get funding for the outer years, and we got for that last outer year, not anything in between.
And for the working for functions also, that is also talking to job creation in ways, and mainly involving, you know, like youth for refuse collection, landfill operations and administration, and then teaching the community, creating awareness on the impacts of waste on health. And then that way we think this is more job related, and how the landfill sites are supposed to be operated, including the waste, and as I said, administration, how waste is supposed to be separated, waste process. There, it goes with the other slide. It's only that the other slide is for infrastructure. This one is talking more on job creation, and also as the value chain and the operation. We are requesting 441 million, 231 million, and 264 million. The minister mainly said here, if I don't have money, how do I influence the municipality? And how do I put, you know, like, how do I pilot and help them? So, again, then, we didn't get anything. Working for the coast, we also didn't get enough money there.
You got nothing, your money
was there. That is the, basically these are the, what is it, the expanded public work project where we didn't get money. So it is working for the coast, people in parks, including that one, working for waste, and then the next slide is also biodiversity. And the only part there in biodiversity that was allocated was in part. So you can be able to see the 25 million. So the last slides are the expanded public work slides where we didn't take money. And these are the allocations to public.
The environment asked for expansion of public work to go down.
Yes. These are the allocations then, total to the public entities. We can be able to see the South African National Park at the bottom. The total allocation for 13-14 is 526 million, 611 million, and then 729 million. And it is split in our allocation letter according to those main lines, operations, for their normal operations, and park expansions, hidden parks, road subsidies, and then all the other infrastructure.
I don't have this one. Where is it? Are you still on the old document?
Yes, it's still the old document.
But now why don't we have that? We add it. Well, you know, I'm always being biased against
The next location is South African National Park. Sorry, South African National Biodiversity Institute. There we can see the whole allocation to Sandy. Current, sorry, 1314, 264, 291, and 360. The bigger part of the allocation is the operational allocation. Then is climate change response a little bit there, 10 million. The previous year. The next one is Isimangaliso, 125 million, 132 and 147, and we can see the infrastructure as I presented them, the big one, I mean the big allocation for infrastructure, 71, 75 and 78, and then 20, 20 and 6, and the top line is just allocation for their operational expense. Rehabilitation. Then in South African weather services, the biggest is operational allocation, and then from the infrastructure investment, 20 and 6, that is the additional allocation that they got. Thank you.
Okay, members, questions?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, CFO, for your presentation. I'd just like to know from the SEMPAC. The SEMPAC, you have the allocation for the, I think it's from the 2012-13, it's 319 million. Then 13-14 is 526 million. Then your ranger is only for the 25 million rand for the your ranger, increase the ranger. But the your rhino poaching is, since this year, January until now, March, this poaching is sort of increased. See, I don't understand this one. For the ranger, they request for the 78 million, 83 million, then only allocate for 25 million. Then your operation allocation is increased, is 126 million for the 2013 and the 14. So from the list of budget allocated, I just like to know how you improve for the rhino fortune in the future, depending to your ranger, is the budget also increased.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I'll cover it on the rhinos. I'm just concerned regarding the allocations from Treasury, particularly the non-allocations in actual fact, because I think it's going to land up as a ping-pong match between local authorities and the department. Responsibilities are not very clearly defined here, because I mean the expectations create that the department is responsible for certain functions, and when the department is held accountable, it is referred back to the municipality. So it's between the department and the municipality. They're talking about the MIC funding, but the MIC funding is not always as clear cut as it seems to be, because there's also a lot of times counterfunding that is involved. And if the municipalities don't have the counterfunding, the MIC does not kick in. Further to that, I think if we look at what is actually going to happen, there are some of the functions that actually cannot be carried out. What is that going to do to the target, to the strategic target of the department? How are you going to be able to meet the strategic target if there's no funding allocated to it? Which means that the department is going to be handicapped in carrying out their mandate and their function. And I'd like to get a lot more clarity on that. I just wish I could get into Treasury's head to understand how did they think about these things. Thank you, Chief.
I think what we must do is, I told you we have two paragraphs, but I think what we need is on each of these items where, again, that's nothing. We need a little
ask them about the municipality, they are not clear. So maybe the treasury didn't give them money because of what we also assume, that it is not your responsibility, because sometimes you are not quite clear when you are here. You will refer us to the municipality sometimes and so forth. Maybe that's why you didn't.
Beneficiary is 10 pounds, but all our other entities are actually not receiving.
Ronnie Jefferson, members, on and off. In terms of the financial statements, the AG did do a disclosure check, and they did audit the interim set of financial statements. So there were inputs that were given for the 6 monthly financial statements for South African Weather Services and South African National Parks. At this point in time, because it was the 6 monthly financials and there were new graph requirements, there were a lot of things that actually needed attention. So we actually recommended that an update to GRAP, of course, be attended by the public entities in order to get their financial statements, which is only submitted at year end, to be in line with GRAP. Because at the point when the 6 monthly financials were submitted, there were quite a bit of disclosure errors there. In terms of the one... I can let him answer that.
The
now.
Has come for training now,
yes.
Did they attend? Did they all attend?
Weather.
Weather services, did you attend? So are you happy now?
Well, let's hope the financial statements are better than the 6 monthly one.
Sorry, what?
The financial statement submitted at year end is better than the one that was submitted for the 6 monthly.
So the training helped?
I'm sure to it.
No, you must let them go for training again then. No, that's the other way. It's better, but you must let them go for training again. You see? Please, there are problems with this. Let's make sure those standards are now maintained and improved on the reporting, okay? You will see this report that they're saying, I hope you're bottom of the nose. Fine, go ahead. Does
sure.
Everyone we know?
Okay. In terms of the department, the disclosure was tested there. At this point in time, I can say there were errors, but however, it was not submitted to management for comment. So that's still going to be submitted to management, and that after they come in, then we can actually bring it up to the committee. It was just completed like in the last week, Jefferson. They were still busy with it, so. And then in terms of audit of predetermined objectives, an interim audit was conducted. It was only done for the departments, South African National Parks and South African Weather Services. There's a requirement from our side that it be done for all national departments. However, we did a proactive approach in terms of doing it for South African National Parks and South African Weather Services. So, in terms of the findings that have come out, measurability of indicators, there was no findings. The previous slide, sorry. In terms of this, there was no findings relating to measurability of indicators. The measurability of targets, next slide. When we audited the targets, we must meet the START criteria. So in terms of specific, there was a 20% error rate for South African Weather Service. Out of a sample of 30 targets that was tested, 6 was not specific. In terms of measurable, South African Weather Services, there was a 13.3% error rate. 4 out of the sample of 30 targets were not measurable. In terms of time bound for South African Weather Service, there's another 13.3% error rate. 4 of the sample of 30 targets were not time bound.
Jefferson,
and look at technical indicator description. It was a requirement for all public entities and for the department to comply with this requirement. And that is where technical indicator description be done for every indicator. And it was not done at the department as well as at weather service, but it was done at Sandparks. So there's obviously no communication that happened if one entity got a threat and the department and another entity could not.
The requirements in terms of the technical description, we have made some tweaks in terms of the governance protocol that we spoke, that the DG spoke about in terms of new requirements that have emerged. In terms of DIA, we have actually done it for our indicators, so Dimple can respond to that. But in terms of the forum, we do have this, we meet with the public entities jointly twice a year, and then individually on also twice a year. And I think that could be the forum where we can include this matter as well. We do discuss the governance framework and protocol and report on compliance with that and with any other requirements related to that. We do have a dashboard for the department chair, and we do quarterly report on that for the in-year meeting of the target. What we are working on after the discussion last week is to also reflect the progress towards the long-term target in a dashboard fashion, and that is where we would be including the contribution of the entities on that long-term target. They do submit quarterly reports to us, and we do measure in terms of their compliance to the target that was approved in the strategic plan that has been tabled now. We measure compliance with those targets on a quarterly basis.
Thank you.
criticism that the new requirement actually came out in the framework for strategic plans and annual performance plans that the department and the public entities must comply with. This communication actually came out in 2010 for it to become effective in 2013, which means that in terms of the technical indicator descriptions, which are supposed to have been on the website of the department of the entities, were supposed to have been effective. So it was given ample time for this to have been run right, but it never happened. So we can move on to the next slide. This is just an
cannot say that it never happened. It has happened, but maybe it's not sufficiently complied because of the certain deficiencies which we can look at. And I think I'm not saying that we did not have it. I'm saying this is a new requirement and we learn by
doing. You said on the last thing, it says gear as well as swords does not have any technical indicators for 25.
The chief director for business performance will explain that it is actually there. Chair, the indicator descriptions for the department are done. Even for 2011-12, the auditor's AG came to the offices and they said, don't give us the hard copies, rather take us through the documents that you have. And when the audit was happening, unfortunately, this was not raised. Only last week, Friday, they said, where are the indicator profiles? I'll send them the indicator profiles. So it's not correct to say we do not have indicator profiles.
So you have it on the computer, you said? It was on the computer?
It's check.
On your website?
On our dashboard. No, on our dashboard. Check.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Why are the performance orders being reported? days of public hearings on the order.
It's the interim report. Remember, in the mid-year, we do financial statements. That is what is called interim financial statements. That's what we are discussing now. Until you remember, Chair, your difficulty has been the logic of the planning cycle and the reporting cycle. That is not fully aligned. And that problem has not gone away. It's been the same problem. You'll only be able to then reflect on the deficiencies on the final financial statement in August or September.
I mean, just comment that we did not, in terms of interim audit, we did not test all criteria. There's still reliability of indicators that we still need to test, which is the relevance, accuracy, and completeness of what is actually reported. And this only gets done after year end, after the final APP is submitted with the AFS. So there's still part, that part is still left to be tested.
I think maybe in terms of just trying to provide a little bit of clarity between the process that we went through last week and now. From this year onwards, the performance audit is included in the regulatory audit process. So the normal process that we in the past only had talking about the financials, we now also have a performance element to that, and there could be findings and there could be qualifications related to performance.
Yes.
So that is why we're having the interim audits on that basis as well from our regulatory audit team, which is a different team in the AG from those that have only done that test specifically around consultants. So the performance audit that we had the hearing on was around the use of consultants, while this performance relates to the task performance against targets and indicators, which is from this year part of the audit process and will be included in the annual financial statement after annual AGM filing.
The final one will be included in the June.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, department, talk to us. Financial statement.
Submitting our financial statements for 2020 on the 31st of May this year. Basically, what I'm showing here is our expenditure, how we're tracking on expenditure, and speaking to current operating, our transfers, public entity transfers, capital expenditure, as well as what is it that is prioritized to fund, you know, like those programs which didn't have enough money, like Oceans and Coast. And then I'm going to be showing also how public entities are dealing with their budget for the current year. The department, this 2012 setting, had a budget of 5.175 billion. The expenditure to date is 4.756 billion. So far we are at 91.9 million. Up to the 31st of March, we need to spend 490 million. Today is the 20th.
after 1993. So we need to spend 490 million up to the 31st of March, then close the book. Our expenditure gain per economic classification on compensation of employees, we need to spend only 36 million, that is the variance column right at the end, where the budget of 579.5 million will spend up to the 15th of March, 543 million to go in the next 10 days is 36 million. Goods and services, we have 837 million. We've spent 721 million and to go is 115 million. Transfers, we've actually transferred almost all what we needed to transfer to our, you know, like to our entities as well as our project. And we are showing the under transfers a variance of 31.2 million, 10 million, and 211 million. So in total, we need to spend 404 million. That is also just, you know, like the classification of our capital assets. And as I said, in the capital assets, we don't have much except for the payment for our new building. For the new building, we had an allocation of 220 million, and then for our machinery, which was the SA account of 269 million, we basically spent all the money there, except for that 14.7 million that is left. So, okay, that's right. And we are saying there, in the 400 million, the funds that we are going to roll over. No, we're looking at the EAE. We're looking at the allocation for 13, 14, 14, 15, and 15 and 16. Now, as I said, we're closing the 22. Right at the end. Yes. Remember, Chair, we're only closing our books for 2012 now, 31st of March. So that's what we're looking at. And then for the current year, then we are saying we are not going to be able to spend this money for the Green Fund. This year we had 300 million. We've only spent 88.7 million. We are going to be surrendering to National Treasury 211 million, 31st of March. And then we are going to be asking, you know, like we didn't spend the 60 million for the building. We are going to request a rollover from National Treasury to use it to fund our IT in the year 2013, because we are occupying our building in 2014. So 271.2 million in April this year, we'll be paying it over to National Treasury. The problem was that you would recall that we got the allocation as a late allocation, and we then had to set up the mechanism. So in our last management meeting with the DBSA and Treasury, we have established that while only that amount has been physically spent, we have, in terms of approved projects, the entire 800 million is committed. So we are currently in engagement with Treasury in terms of what is the best way to, whether we need to give it back and then ask for a rollover, or whether they would allow the payment based on the commitment. And we are just looking at the implications of that solution. So we've allocated it, but it hasn't physically rolled out yet. So then we are going to show that we are going to disclose this in the financial statements then that we are submitting on the 31st of May, those funds that we did invest. Looking at our expenditure up to the 15th of March, it's almost the same thing that I have explained. That is just showing, you know, per month how the department has been spending. The last, you know, like column on the right, they can be able to see there on February the 13th, we had spent about 4.4 billion, as I've explained in the previous slide. And then we are saying we are going to be, you know, like spending about 4.7 billion and pay the rest of it, the 414 days under February. And this is our detailed current expenditure for the current year. The Auditor General will want us to disclose all this with notes and attachments and verifiable information. Our biggest cost drivers there, you can see them from top to bottom. We've got a detailed analysis that you've included in the text for consultants, contractors, agencies, outsourced services. And the other big cost driver there is our travel. I've also included it in the text. And and then from there, the biggest other cost driver of 67 million there, we can be able to see the operating leases. And then the inventory that we've got, you know, like for the herbicides as well as our oceans, you know, like consumables. And then from there we go down, you know, from big amount to the smallest amount. And communication, then catering, then administrative fees, as well as, you know, like fleet management services. In our other operating expenditure on top there, we are also showing that the biggest expenditure in other operating expenditure is the air charter services for the voyages to the island. That is about 29.9 million, which is 30 million. And then otherwise, the other big expenditure is just our annual membership fees of about 20 million. And small other expenditures, which is printing, recruitment, and courier services. So for the current year, on other expenditures, about 53.9 million or 54 million. On our transfers to our public expanded public works, we had for the current year, we've transferred almost everything.
Previously you showed us the public works is 200 million rand less. Now it's here, it's actually almost 800 million more.
You said you wanted the annual financial statement. This is our financial, you know, like, it's our expenditure report for 2012-13. 2012-13 is ending only now, in March. What we were showing, it was the is the outer year. That is, okay. So that was the ENE, the MPA over 3 years. But this is just the year that we're going to close now. Okay, next slide. And then we've transferred, you know, the transfers to the public entities the current year. We've transferred to South African National Park, 319 million, Sand Beach, 219 million, Weather Services, 150, and it's in Mahalo, so 71
million. The figures I've read just now are of the previous year and this year, not of the future.
Yeah, the ones that we're dealing with the future.
So they should be here for 30, 40, whether we can see whether Sand Beach got less or more. On this one, they got less from previous year.
And these are just the other transfers that we do to our non-profit institutions, and to them we've transferred 19.4 million. For our capital assets, I was just showing where do we spend most of the money again. We can see the 220 million is for our new buildings. So by the end of the year, we'll have paid about 220 million for the new building. And for the ship marine equipment, the SAR Gallatin and the Mive expenditure will pay 232 million, including our laboratory, you know, like equipment. The other small amounts are also showing where we spend, you know, like money for goods and services. And in total, it's 477 million. And if we look at our expenditure trend for this current year, we are not projecting the 99 or 97 or 98% that we've been spending the previous years. As I said, we'll be paying about 300 million back to National Treasury. So we're only projecting spending between 92% and 93% this year.
The
green fund and the 60 million. This year, Oceans and Coast had a shortfall of 161.7 million at the bottom list. And that was because of the insurance that we needed to pay in April last year for the SAR Gallas, for the SAR Gallas 2. And then we also took over the Algoa, so we didn't get a budget for the Algoa. So obviously Oceans had a shortfall there of 24.2 million. We also needed to buy research and laboratory equipment that was already ordered. Had to pay for it in April in 2012 and the helicopter service. So in total, they needed 152 million. Then we reprioritized from all these programs. Program 1, we took 62 million, 2, we took 10 million, 4, we took 2.5 million, 5, we took 12 million, and then program 6, which is our environmental project, we took 30 million to fund Oceans and Coast. And this is within the 8% that is allowed by National Treasury, where you can do variance between, you know, like those programs which have got more money to the one that is taking a shortfall. We're submitting our financial statements in May, on the 31st of May. That is the financial statements for 2012-13. We are still projecting an unqualified audit. The Auditor General is conducting an interim audit check currently, so we haven't had a report yet. We need to do a full disclosure on our PPP because we've paid so much money, about 220 million. So we need to report on how far the building is and all the compliance for the first time that are related to the public partnership project. We haven't reported any unauthorized or irregular expenditure. We hope so.
What do you mean
we
hope so?
We're working towards it. And we're saying the very same thing that I was presenting now. We're projecting by the 31st of March in 2 weeks' time to spend between 93% and 95% of our 5 billion. These slides are just showing how the entities are also trending on their expenditure to date. Those are comparing the budget that we gave to Sandcock. They haven't spent more.
Yeah, the blue is actual. All the blues are longer than
the red. Actually, this one chair is revenue. Sandcock is revenue. Money can you
give. One minute you spend it, then you revenue.
That's how this is.
How can I not be confused?
then they also invest their money in the bank to generate a little profit. Those are the small, small graphs, and then they generate other income. Now, SANPARKS budgeted, right, mainly on gross operating revenue, 777 million. They have collected 850 million. They budgeted on their investment 9 million, that is interest on investment, then they received 13 million. And then other income, they budgeted 12 million and they only generated 3 million. On grants, I don't know, okay, they budgeted to receive, that is the first one, that is the money that comes from the department and other, you know, like grants. They budgeted to receive 145 million and then they received on grants 142 million. Well, they, on your right hand side, change.
So they use more than they've got.
Yes, they actually generate
right.
More than they
did. I'm right, you're just on the wrong slide.
They generate.
I knew there was trouble.
No, no.
They generate more.
So overall,
60 million more, they spend.
Oh, you mean on expenses?
Yeah,
really expensive.
The actual expenditure is 997, the actual budget is expended in 933. 7% above.
Are we looking at expenditure?
Expenditure, the
second. Oh, okay.
Your own thing, you want to read it there? Read it, what does it say?
Yes, it says total expenditure, 997.
7%
above budget.
That was right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And then... then we're giving reasons for this.
Okay,
on the other side of it, you can see that the explanation. It says operating costs increased by 11% due to income electricity hikes as well as security costs. We know that same part has been, you know, like, involved, you know, like, in also increasing their structure to deal with the we are expecting those issues.
Where's the money going to come from?
You mean for the...
Will they overspend?
I think because they generate a lot of revenue, they'll be able to
deal
with that.
They generate 50 million more.
To balance it out. I haven't seen any project specific that is big for them. So I think they'll be able to find it.
I'll approve the books and I'll look. All right, then it's happy to approve the books. As long as those guys are ordered to agree, it's fine.
And then we look at South African weather services. Again, it's the budgeted revenue versus the actual revenue that they are...
they put too much money, they don't spend it.
This one is revenue again.
Yeah, but the next one is
expenditure. Okay, let's go to
4% below. So they can take that money there.
Yes.
I think they can overspend there. So they more or less are right.
They are more or less
4% under okay.
And then we look at this and find it.
Austerity measures. Sandy,
we look at Sandy. Also, we're looking at their revenue versus their budget. I think Sandy is also performing well, right? Their actual revenue is 344 million. Their actual budget is 376. They are 9% below, which is not very big, because they are saying the negative variance is attributable to other to decrease in other grants and sponsorships as well as donations. And they are saying the entity is projecting a surplus of 14.9 million, which is committed for the payment of their buses. You know, like a table between March and between April and March next year.
So they're going to roll it over.
Yes, they're going to, because if you keep it, they'll be able to roll it over.
Okay.
They'll just have to declare it to national.
Expenditure 15% below.
coming through. However, there's a method where you recover whatever you didn't get in the next financial year.
Chair, if we get the 25 million forestry grant, that will settle the matters. It's an amount that we have not been getting from the Department of Agriculture as a result of the transfer of the forest. So we have an unfunded mandate which contributes to that.
It's not
going to
come, Chair. Have exhausted processes, that amount is not going to come. What we, in the allocation now, some of us have got an allocation on the infrastructure for Naima Forest. So we will see what prior work a process
is done,
but we are not winning this.
I said 240 million or so, 211 million will be paid back to National Treasury. The one that is the green fund which we have spent. Also, we are going to be paying back 60 million back to National Treasury. It was allocated for our building. We didn't use it. So we'll pay back, but requested for our IT infrastructure. So that is already 270 million that is going to be paid back for 8 years.
So you spend everything up to say 92 million.
Yes, up to 92.
And then
pay back.
A lot of it's committed, which is working out with the treasury what to do with it, but you reflect it now it's shortfall. And the 60 million you're asking for a rollover. So that you also want.
Yes, we give it back to them and then we ask for
it.
Thank you, Chair. On the green fund, which was the understanding because of the fiscal dumping, truly it was it not get out?
It would be fiscal dumping if we just transfer all of that money now to DBSA. So we are alerting the committee that we are informed National Treasury that we have made the commitment to the allocated budget. Because DBSA is a public entity, they can give us the approval to transfer it now or we get it through the rollover. So we're still discussing the mechanism because we need that approval.
You've lost your cell phone with the police, huh? See, no one's rushing, so get your phone out. Where did they find the phone? Huh? Oh, it's an X-ray machine. If you forgot your phone in the X-ray machine, the police have got it. All right, so that's the finance side of things. We are short of clean audit. You didn't tell us about the entity. Are they all got clean audits?
Yes, last year they all got clean audits. And from this analysis of revenue and expenditure, they are also going to be submitting their financial statements 31st of May. And then, yes, they are going to get clean audits by 31st of July of August.
18th. there was one, two of them, I think, Sambi last year had a matters that were mentioned. Are those better this year or better? Does it look like it's an improvement?
Jefferson, from the side of the department, from the matters that they had last year, yes, you can say that there was an improvement. In terms of Sandy, I noticed, yes, there was an improvement on that, and we did get confirmation of that as well. Yes. Sandpark, there was nothing main, there were no major issues that was identified in Sandpark, so we're hoping that as well in the current year. Weather services as well, there was nothing major.
So was the check for this other stuff they can't do properly, they're
not a problem? No, there's nothing.
And
if the Manga vehicle is clear.
If the Manga vehicle is clear.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's actually looking like it's all improving.
Yes, but the majority of the work.
You have to finalize,
yeah.
But what you're seeing, at least in the department where there were problems and something where there were problems, matters of interest, there's at least an improvement.
Yes, from last year.
And I would hope that you guys will, maybe will make sure that there are still problems, but in the next year that even becomes better and it's eliminated if possible. Easy?
Yes, Chair, we will do that. But just to confirm that the last time there was a mistake about some matters. Those were matters for the year before last year their statements were three matters that had improved substantially from the 18 matters that were reported, and the AG sent a written clarification. And
some part of what I'm asking now is whatever was still wrong,
okay.
Better, and they're saying yes.
Yes, it is better. And
I'm not saying how much was wrong, I'm saying what was wrong, is it better?
Okay. And we'll
now to phrase it. Lawyer,
yes, I want to phrase it like an accounting officer also, Chair, that we did not have as many.
The AG is happy that whatever was still outstanding in Sandy and was improved. I'm not saying it's not gone, but it's improved. Then my next sentence to you would be, I hope that you pull the entities in this process together and make sure those things that weren't yet 100%, to make sure that also gets cleaned up. Yes, no, okay.
Morning, Chair. I hope that you have received a letter of apology from the AG around their mistake last year on Sunday's figure. Thank you.
Some of those indicators we raised problems with, she's going to going to show that the change one, without big detail about it, just to update your strategic plan.